And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Tawny from Verrill. Last week, we discussed the importance of auditing wage and hour practices regularly, specifically as it relates to appropriate exemptions. Let's review the exemption that is most commonly misused, the administrative exemption. Often employers use this as a catch-all for salaried employees, but in addition to making at least $684 per week, under federal law, to appropriately be classified as exempt, the employee must have the primary duty of the performance of office or non-manual work that directly relates to the management or the business operations of the business. And their primary duty must include the exercise of discretion and independent judgment with respect to matters of significance. So not just discretion as to anything, but discretion as to matters of significance. If you have more questions concerning use of the administrative exemption, contact a member of Verrill's Employment and Labor Practice Group to further discuss.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.